Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
Right, you fuckers, I'm going to work my way through each one of you.
Paul as Shockwave.
All right, lads, what's going off here? I'll go over and punch him in the face.
Scott, the Stratus.
If I can pick up a construction engineer, we'll leave them all for the emergency services. Let's go to a bar.
And me, your GM, Mark. Anyway, enough pre-waffle. On with the show.
We need a quick meeting.
Have you found a boardroom?
Yeah, we're standing in it. Okay, so what we know so far, the city's at war with these things. I've just seen four walking down a street indiscriminately, destroying buildings. So that's why I was a bit reluctant to put everybody inside. But the hospital is in disarray. They're asking for help. We can't. I don't think we can stay here. We need to do something. We need either to go to Echo.
Well, we need to get back to base to see where we're needed. They'll know how best to use us, won't they?
Yeah.
Were they headed towards the hospital or?
I don't think there's much as we can do because we couldn't fight one.
No, I know, but we might be able to distract them, or... I'm just thinking about getting these people to safety, and then... or relative safety.
How far is Echo from here? Well, I've got navigation.
Nice, that's always useful.
And I got 11, I got it.
Yeah, wasn't it 15 minutes in the car, an hour's walking? So yeah, you reckon 15 minutes in the car might be a bit... You can probably increase that by 5 or 10 minutes, just because of the amount of abandoned vehicles. You had to take a couple of little detours, nothing worth mentioning, but all that adds a little bit of time on.
So, what say you? I say we get to Echo.
Yeah, I think that makes sense, but we've got to make some sort of provision for the people here.
Well,
whatever.
Do you guys want to head back to Echo and I stay here and then you come and get me afterwards?
Okay.
Is that you and Ephemera? And Bastion?
Yeah, that sounds good. We'll carry on doing what we can here with these folk. You head back to base, round up the troops, or get some type of directive that we need to follow.
Okay. What's Sally up to? It is Sally, isn't it?
It is Sally.
She's started helping with dispensing food and drinks and that sort of stuff.
Okay. If you're happy to stay here with these guys, Stratus, I'd rather we didn't separate, but, you know, that's fine. We'll see if we can, you know, get some sort of idea of what we're facing and see if we can get tooled up in any way. But I'm just thinking, you know, I want to ask Sally if she's helping here, fine, but I'd like to take her back to Echo if possible. It might be a good place for her to be.
Be better.
I don't know what you think.
It'd be better if she went back to Echo. There's people that could help her better than her being here in all this chaos.
Okay. I'll go and approach Sally.
Yeah, as Ephemera says, I'll speak to her.
Okay, yeah, great.
Might be easier for me to convince her. So yes, I'll come with you, Bullet, and I'll speak to her.
Okay, well, you know, I think it's her decision. Okay, let's go and talk to her.
Okay, and we could grab a quick bottle of water while we're there as well.
Yeah, maybe a donut for Stratus, because he looks like he could use one.
I'm all right at the moment.
In fact, I can't even face a donut. Like...
So yeah, as you're laying your plans to head back to Echo, some of you and all that, it's starting to get pretty dusky now. The streetlights are kicking in, the ones that are still working, and you see coming up the road that you're sort of based around now, if you like. You see a black van coming up the road, but you realise almost straight away it's a SWAT vehicle, even though you can't see the decals on the side.
Flag it down.
And yeah, well, it pulls up, and yeah, the unit sort of piles out in that militaristically style that they do, you know.
A eunuch, did you say?
Unit.
Oh, right, sorry. Lord Varys, what are you doing here?
He's there with his little birds.
Spinning your webs. You and your bunch of kids. Anyways.
Yeah, as they fan out, you know, watching all the points or whatever they call it. What must be the commanding, you know, the commanding officer comes over to you guys, I presume, because you're having this confab in the middle of the street. I'm Sergeant Williams.
Yes, yeah, can you just wait a minute? Just having a chat. I'm joking. That's the way of...
Well, it's nice to see someone can keep a sense of humour, to be honest. And you see, yeah, his uniform's dirty and ripped in a couple of places. He says, we heard there was someone running some sort of triage thing here. Thought we'd better come and check it out.
Yeah. I've just been to the hospital. It's not very good over there.
Yeah, I've heard they're chaos.
What's the sit rep? Did you like that? A bit of jargon.
It's bad. It's really, really bad. The inner city's not so bad now. Everything seems to have moved more around the outskirts. From what we've heard, we've run across some of our units. Our comms are down. From what we've heard, most people's are. We've lost a few squads. I don't know how many.
Have you heard anything from Echo?
No, we haven't run across any of your guys, really. We've seen them, but not to speak to.
Have you had any indication why it's moved outwards? Why the combat's...
Well, last we heard is the I-85, which is the sort of the big circular road around the outside. Portions of it are just like a charnel house.
Oh, dear.
Okay,
and you would realise that, all the people getting to and from, you know, a major sporting event going off in the centre of Atlanta.
Mm.
I'm not a sporting person, but when there's a major sporting event going off, people tend to do that thing, don't they? They have parties, there's a lot of traffic moving around the city, and the I-85 is the quickest way to get from, you know, one point in the city to another, really.
Do we know if this is just Atlanta or is it further afield?
Don't know, we can't. We got no comms at all.
Okay, you look like you've seen some action. What have you encountered?
He says, I'm guessing those things. And he points at the, the slagged armour on the ground. What's
How
left
effective
of it?
Are you against them?
Not very now.
Okay, because I've just seen four together.
We got word that, did they seem to be moving in squads of 4 to 6?
Oh, Christ.
So we were lucky.
Yeah, I don't know. You mean it looks like you've taken this one down, so I don't know if you've worked it out yet, but we got word that knees and elbows, but we're out of armour-piercing rounds.
Knobs and noses.
Anything apart from armour-piercing doesn't seem to touch them.
Armour-piercing?
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying normal rounds?
No, armour-piercing.
Armour-piercing are the only things that do work against them, and that only seems to be if we can take out the knees and the elbows and immobilise them, that's about the best we can do.
Okay, have you got anything... Because basically I've got this sidearm. Have you got anything with a bit more punch? We need to get to Echo, but we're going to, you know, come back. We also need to try and... figure out if there's somewhere we can get these people to safety, maybe like the subway or something, I don't know, but you know, we can't leave people in the streets because they seem to be, you know, going around demolishing, you know, buildings, you know, systematically. So,
I just roll me a persuasion.
I made my persuasion by one or two, if you include on it.
So yeah, he says, Mikowski, get us a couple of rifles. And knowing nothing about firearms, I'm going for. So yeah, he comes back with a couple of M16s, which is about my full knowledge of anything approaching a military rifle.
Oh, it's a little bit. Yeah, it will do. Yeah, no, thank you very much.
The thing is, we're out of armour-piercing rounds. So how much use they'll be to you, I don't know.
I don't know if they're I don't suppose they're the same. This is where I don't know anything about firearms. I don't know if they'd be the same calibre as our guns,
you know that your sidearms pack quite a punch, you know, for a handgun.
Okay. You hang on to them then, and we'll see if we can bring back something, you know, to give you a bit of an edge.
Well, that's very kind, but we're going to move on. We just wanted to check out what was going off here. Looks like you've got things under control. You can offer these people more than we can.
Are there any other units in the area?
We haven't seen anyone for about 25 minutes, half an hour.
And which way did they come from, the north?
What, the unit or these things?
These guys, when they drove in, did they come down the road?
They came from the south, sorry.
Okay, well, we're headed to Echo now, so, you know, maybe we could go in convoy for a little way, because I think we're, you know, Echo's kind of northwest of where we are, isn't it?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. We're happy to accompany you.
Great. And what are you actually? You're just sort of going around seeing what, you know, what help you can give where, or.
Yeah, exactly. I see him, hoping to maybe bump into someone who's got some more ammo.
Yep, fair play.
Best at this stage of the game we can do is make sure people are safe, I think. Don't know what's going off, but they don't seem to have any. They don't seem to have any particular target.
Chaos and destruction. That's what seems to be their MO at the moment.
Blitzkrieg.
Right.
So yeah, they gear up.
Okay. I'll come in the truck with you then. Shockwave.
Let's go.
You two and the SWAT team will head off towards Echo, and everyone else is staying here. Mm-hmm. Sally. Just roll me a persuasion for Sally Stralis. Bullet. So what'd you make it by, Bullet?
Oh, sorry, I was muted. I made it by 3.
Yeah, she says, I can keep helping here. Yeah, she says, with a couple of drinks in her hands as she's handing them to people. I'll stay here. It's pretty safe for being here, I think.
Is there anyone else who can you know, hand out the drink, Sally? Because I think Echo can help you, and you could maybe help Echo, you know, to a far greater extent.
She looks a bit shocked, you know, shocked and confused. Just roll me another persuasion.
Oh no.
She says, no. I can do more here. I can. I've spoken to Ephemera. Once all this is cleared out, then I'll.
You stay here, Sally. Echo. And when me and Ephemera go back to Echo, you can come with us.
Yes. Yeah. I'd prefer that.
Corner bullet. Let's get out of here.
Okay. After you, boss.
Stop rolling away. Jump in.
Okay.
I'll teleport in.
Let's go.
So it's about an hour's drive, you said, didn't you?
What?
No, 15 minutes drive, sorry, hour's walk. So it'll probably take you about 25 minutes in the car, to be honest now.
It's 3.5 miles.
Just roll me a combat driving bullet. Sorry, shockwave.
Ooh, fell by one.
Fell by one, that's fine. It's fine, just give me an idea, because the roads are, you know, parts of the roads are quite badly cluttered, either with abandoned vehicles around some of those flashpoints or strewn rubble from the buildings. Luckily, the vehicle you are in is designed to take quite a beating. So, yeah, you clip a couple of bricks and things as you're going along, but nothing to worry this vehicle. The SWAT team, keeping up behind you, alright. They're well trained. Just roll me 2d6.
I always ask you the dice.
High or low, it's up to you. I just need to know whether you're aiming high or low.
I am aiming.
Before you roll it.
I'm aiming. Hang on. Low.
Okay. Stratus, what are you doing while once they get away?
So, going to carry on getting bodies out, people out, attending, and while we're doing this, I'm going to keep Sally close and sort of reaffirm what she's doing as, you know, as good thing as helping, and, you know, try and make her feel good about what she's doing.
Yeah, just roll me seduction.
Seduction, I think it's 12. That's not even that good. 11, so I failed it by 2.
Yeah, that's fine. So, yeah, you're trying to bolster her spirit. But she's obviously struggling. She's, you know, she zones out a few times. She's, you know, from what you understand, she seems to be some sort of telepath, and that she's obviously struggling with coping with all this noise, if you like.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of it with people in distress or whatever. Although things are calming down, you know, you as a team, you've organised things. A few volunteers have come forward who seem to be helping. The number of casualties is dropping fast. So you're not quite so taxed. Can you just roll me a perception?
Made it by 5.
After bullet and shockwave have been gone about 15 minutes, so it must be coming on to about 5-ish.
Mm-hmm.
At first, you feel it more than anything. You feel the ground tremble, just briefly.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel it again.
Crikey.
Again.
Everyone again. Away from the buildings.
Again.
I'll fly up slightly and see.
Yeah, you start shepherding people. Yeah, as soon as you say everyone away from the buildings, Ephemera and Sally and Bastion sort of start shepherding people, you know, into the road. Sally goes into that building where you've been using as, you know, sort of part hospital, part canteen, for want of a better word, and getting people to come outside. You fly partially up to the north of you. You're not sure how far. It's hard to judge the distance because you made it by quite a lot, didn't you?
Made by 5, yep.
You see between the built, can remember, you're in a very busy cityscape. At first you sort of think, nah. And then you realise passing between the buildings is a what can be best described as, based to all your new experiences, as an earth elemental. Except it must be about 100 feet tall, and these steady tremors seem to be in time with its footfalls. And it seems to be walking east to west.
Mm-hmm.
And its gait is quite slow, but obviously the distance of its stride means it's actually moving at quite a fair old speed.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to be causing any damage on its way. Seems to be, you know, turning sideways to go between buildings, etc., etc.
It's taking care.
Yeah, shockwave and bullet, just roll me a perception. So, what do you make yours by? Bullet? 3, 4, maybe?
3.
Shockwave?
3.
Sorry?
Just make me a perception.
8.
8? How much have you made yours by? So you reckon you're about 5 minutes from the Echo campus. The first thing you realise is that you see several of these steel spheres with these orange lights glowing out from underneath them, tentacles. You think, oh, there's 2, 3, 4, 6, 8 seem to be converged on the Echo campus. You can see flashes of blue energy. You can also see flashes of other energy types. You can, as you're getting closer, you can hear louder and louder sounds of combat, both, you know, the distinctive sound of the Echo firearm, which sounds different to a normal because they're fired caseless rounds, you know, different firing mechanism. It looks like everything now seems to be converging on the Echo campus from what you can see. And you also feel this gentle, steady, what feels like earthquake, this hoving into view between the buildings. Is this, say, about, you reckon, judging by the size of the other buildings, possibly 100 foot tall, humanoid figure made of what appears to be rock. And as it twists its shoulders to go between the buildings, one of these spheres zooms up to it at this sort of phenomenal speed they seem to be able to move at. And a portal opens up in the front, a small round portal, of which you see a cannon produced that must be huge compared to the cannons on the troopers' suits, and opens fire on this massive rock being, and you see like a spray of rock come off of it as it pauses slightly.
Wow.
And then punches the sphere, sending it rocketing backwards, and the sphere sort of turns, lists, and sort of limps away. Keeping a respectable distance from this creature.
I'll have what he's having.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we're going to get to the campus. I'm tempted to see if I can get a closer look.
Teleport.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. How far away are we from the campus?
Maybe a quarter of a mile.
That's a lot of teleporting. Do you think we could get a bit closer? I mean, I'm leaving it up to you, Shockwave. You know, if we can get to within a quarter of a mile, I can maybe, you know, do it, but...
Okay.
Let me see...
And we'll meet back just here, and I'll point to a corner or a point.
Yeah.
You see a massive flash of blinding energy from the Echo campus. It looks like a mini nuke's gone off. You just go,
what, shot at it or shot from it?
In it.
Within the grounds.
Yeah, you've not got a clear line of sight yet, so you just tell it it's, you know, in the campus somewhere.
Shit.
Okay. Get a bit closer.
Is there any shockwave apart from the one doing the driving?
Hey. From that, no, there isn't.
Do the spheres seem to react at all, as far as we can make out?
As you get in closer, you give me an idea of how close you're going to get, and I'll, based on that, I can tell you what you'll see.
Well, I can teleport, well, almost a tenth of a mile in one go. So if we get to, you know, a third of a mile away, I can sort of pop in and, you know, three segments, as it were, and...
Yeah, so in 12 seconds you can cover a tenth of a mile, effectively.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, you drive closer to about a tenth of a mile away. So, yeah, as you get closer, yeah, you can see these spheres seem to be firing down into the Echo campus. So, yeah, you see this giant stone creature has just about made it to where the Echo campus is. It's blatantly obvious that's where it's headed now. These spheres, some of them have stayed up relatively high and seem to be firing into the campus. Some have dropped down, probably out of your line of sight, Shotwave, just because of the surrounding buildings or whatever. But the flashes of blue energy seem to, you know, bouncing off the sides of the walls, seem to be constant. And you can hear them, you know, just barrage after barrage of these things going off. So, yeah, Bullet, you start to bounce in. So, if you remember the rough map of the campus, I hadn't tweaked the map, but there's, you know, a reasonable amount of grounds around it as well. How close are you heading in towards the buildings?
I'm not going to come out of the cover of any sort of building.
Well, I was thinking Bullet, with him teleporting ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, my apologies. I don't know if you've got a map of Atlanta up at all, but we've sort of approached from the south, I think, and there's a Taco Bell.
So you're not actually going into the Echo grounds?
Not going into the campus proper. I'm going to sort of pop up outside of the campus, probably about, you know, 200 metres south.
So remember, the campus is surrounded by... is all walled all the way around.
Yeah,
and
no,
there's about
cool.
a quarter of a mile of lawns around it at any given point from the main buildings.
In that case, I'm going to pop up in the nearest built-up area adjacent to the sort of lawns. So I'm not popping up in the open, I'm popping up in the nearest street.
Okay.
To Hudson Grill downtown on Marietta Street. So for anyone with a knowledge of Atlanta.
Or a Google map.
Can you just roll me another perception?
Okay. Yes, made it by 4.
You pop up just out in view of the main gates. You see, outside the main gates, there looks to be 4, 5 maybe, really large delivery trucks, you know, the sort of HGV type vehicles. The thing is that they all seem to be parked along the road. The trailers have all been ripped open, for want of a better word. The other side of them, you see that there is another Echo vehicle, another Echo van. Lying in the middle of the street is what's left of what must be a MacOp, who appears to have been run over.
Right.
Obviously dead. Looks like she was probably hit by one of these trucks. And sprawled around the Echo van are several meta corpses. The most recognisable one would be one who calls himself the Troll, because he looks like a typical D&D troll. See, he's missing his head.
Was that an Echo person? I can't remember. Was that an
yes,
Echo?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Is there anything else around the vans? Any other movement?
No, you can't see any movement, just the ripped open vans, the Echo vehicle with the doors still open, and what looks like to be the Echo team dead around it.
Okay. Shit. the Echo camp.
You can obviously see that over the wall, you can see several of these spheres, say, quite high up, blasting down into the campus. Several are lower, and you see the tentacles flailing at the buildings, presumably. You can see flames licking up from several of the Echo buildings. The blasts of energy of cannons. And said before, there's not that many Metas that can fly, so the air isn't filled with lots of superheroes.
Yeah.
But the sounds of fighting going off inside.
Whew. Okay. I am going to zip back with Shockwave.
Just roll me another perception before you go.
Okay. Made it by 4.
So yeah, you're just about to leave and you see that huge great stone behemoth stride over the wall to the right of the campus and punch another one of these spheres, this time detonating it in the air as several of the spheres turn to rain blue energy on it, you know, blasting off chunks of stone from its main body.
From this range, do the spheres have any observable features? Like, you know, sort of portholes or anything? Or are they just sort of... are they completely...
They appear to be almost perfect spheres. You know, there's no apparent seams or, you know, rivets, joints, that sort of thing on them, apart from this orange energy that seems to radiate from the bottom third, which must be some sort of power source that's keeping them in the air. About a dozen tentacles that sprout from the ports on the side of them. And then there's a large orange glowing viewport at the front, below which seems to be the housing for these cannons.
Sorry, say that again. So there's a viewport, and that seems to be...
And there's a port below that for where the cannons are protruding. Right.
And these...
You see, one of them is actually seems to have two large red canisters suspended below it.
Okay. These are the tentacles. They emerge from regular sort of apertures. They're not sort of emerging at random from within the sphere. Do they appear to be, you know, extended from sort of fixed points?
Yeah, they appear to be, yeah.
Okay, cool. So, the mountain is kicking some arse and getting kicked in turn.
Yeah, you realise, yeah, that probably is the mountain. When you think about it, yeah, over that way is Stone Mountain.
Right, okay. Do Echo Ops, do any of them have grenades? Does they carry grenades at all? Any sort of concussion grenade or anything like that?
Not that you've ever needed to use, no. Not that you're aware of.
Yeah, okay. But it's not something... Okay, cool.
They could have them in the power pool that you can tap into.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's, you know, something. I'm thinking about these vans and whether or not any of them might have anything like that. But if it's not standard, then I won't.
Yeah, remember there's one Echo van, the others are all these HGV trailers. So the trailers themselves appear to have been ripped apart.
Okay, what's the range to the van?
30 metres.
Okay, in that case, is the van intact as far as I can make out?
Yeah, as far as you can make out it is, yeah.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to pop into the back of the van, wherever, you know, they can store any kit.
Okay. What are you looking for?
I'm going to look for any kind of arms that may be in the van.
Anything in particular?
If there's a bigger gun than mine, great. If not, I'm looking for things like mines or grenades, anything that might be explosive.
Yeah, roll me 3d6 and get very low. It's not the sort of stuff that normally be carried around, but...
No, no.
You never know. Okay. They might have been on some strange job.
It depends on the operatives as well, doesn't it?
Okay, well, I got 8.
There's a few clips of rounds in here.
Yeah, I'll take those. And I'll pop back out again to my previous location and head down to Shockwave using the same... method. Do you want me to take the endurance off?
Okay.
If I can find my character.
Now remember, you know, not in direct combat. If you're willing to take a little extra time, you can grab your breath in between your jump.
Yeah, no, that's cool, but I'm just thinking in case anything occurs while I'm mid-journey, I figure it'll be about 4 jumps, so if I take 8 off.
So yeah, it takes you, 15 seconds to get there? Or maybe a couple of minutes, actually, with checking the van, you know, having a quick rummage in the back of the van.
Yeah, cool.
So you're only gone a couple of minutes, really. And you get back to Shockwave.
It's not looking good. We're under siege, but the mountain is dishing some damage. If, you know, I'd like to, you know, see if I can teleport something into one of those spheres, but I don't have anything.
Can you roll me a perception, please?
Okay. Made it by 4.
No.
So you pop back into the van, passenger side, I'm presuming. You're talking to Shockwave, and so obviously you're looking at each other. So Shockwave doesn't see, but you do see, coming down the side street behind Shockwave's head, 4 troopers heading towards you.
Okay, how far away, roughly?
20 metres.
Okay, nearest cover. Shockwave, we've got to go. I'm taking you with me. Nearest cover, wherever it is, whatever the nearest adjacent building is, they're not going to know where we've gone. I'm hoping.
Roll me your tip.
Hit DCV 9 or lower.
So you pop out the van.
Into the nearest building. Okay, the troopers upon us. We can find another vehicle, unless you want to see if they head off and we get back in the van. It's up to you.
Where are we? Can we see them from a window or?
Roll me perception.
Did they see us? I made it by 1. Oh no, I made it by 2, so 3.
Did they see you? You're not sure. They seem to be walking in your direction. But they seem to be walking in that direction anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try and... whichever way they've come.
Let's just see what happens to
a building.
They might just think the vehicle's abandoned and walk on by it.
Yeah. Is there a building beyond them that's intact?
What, you mean behind them?
Yeah, beyond... Yeah.
Yeah, they don't seem to be rampaging. They seem to be marching down the street.
Okay, Shockwave, brace yourself. I'm going to try and take us into one of the buildings behind them, see if we can give them the slip. Is that okay with you?
All right.
Yeah, so you easily move yourself and Shockwave into that building.
Make a perception... Find a window, made it by 6, so do they seem to have altered course?
No, you look out, they don't seem to have altered course at all. In fact, as you're watching them, they get to the end of the street, you see their heads swivel as they you know, take stock of what's around them. And then you see them, all 4 of them, begin to... vibrate almost, they slightly tremble. Then you see the orange glow coming off the bottom of one of these spheres stops above the street where they are, and for a second seem to slowly lift off the ground, and they shoot into the air. Bang! You hear the resounding thump as they adhere to the outside of the sphere. Say like wow. like a magnet attracting metal. All 4 of them just go bang, 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 and then the sphere just goes and shoots off into away from the Echo Campus.
Wow! Did you get that shockwave?
Yeah. Should we get back in the van and go back?
Okay. Mundane housekeeping, Mark. How many clips would I normally have? I used one up in the last encounter.
It's up to you how many you carry. Yeah, within reason. If you said I'll carry 67 clips, then I'm going to say no, but, you know, a dozen or so.
64.
65, I was going to say.
Oh, you always go too far.
I'm just thinking, because I might not be able to get any more for a while, so I'd say I'd normally carry two of each. Well, in fact, I'd probably, because I normally carry two guns, so I'd normally carry four of each of the various type.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
Okay, cool. So I've got a couple more of whatever I found, so I'll roll a random... I've got six, so I'll roll 2d6 and whichever I... Then I'll apply... Okay, so one of them is high caliber non-lethal, really useful. And one of them is high caliber armor piercing.
Really?
Yes, okay. Right, thank you. Thank you very much. Sorry for that digression.
No, that's fine.
Cool. So we'll head back.
So what, to the campus?
No, sorry. I think to Stratus. Unless you wanna scout further, Shockwave. But it seems like it's a bit too much for us to. It's up to you. I mean, you know, we can hang around and see what we can see. It's up to you. You know, we can. I can find a vantage point again.
No, I think we'd be safer back with Stratus, and they'd be safer with us there as well.
Okay, Stratus,